Another thing, talking about this LeBron James versus Michael Jordan situation. All right, LeBron James also has never, ever, ever exhibited the killer instinct that Michael Jordan had instinctually. It was embedded in him. He does have it now. I'll give you that. And I salute him and I applaud him for it because he needed it in his game. But LeBron James has become clutch, and I'll give him that. But he's the first athlete I've ever seen to learn to be clutch. But that still doesn't mean that he wants to be clutch. Just because you can be doesn't mean you want to be. So a lot of times you're going to get that pass out to the corner, and that's the right play, and it is, but it's also the guilt-free play. You know, I didn't miss the shot. I made the right play. They were all on me, and they were, and it's a better shot. And you can't blame him only because he's a superstar and say, man, you're supposed to take the last shot. But you can blame him because the desire to want to take that shot is not there as much. He always wants a team a certain way. Everyone's going at Golden State's head, but they wouldn't exist if he didn't go to Miami. He started it. He goes to Miami, but before he goes, he makes sure Chris Bosh is there. Dwayne Wade's already there. He goes to a 47-win team. They didn't make the playoffs or whatever. People are saying, okay, great. I get it. He made sure that team was not going to be a 47-win team when he got on it. He wanted to make sure that he not had only Dwayne Wade, but also Chris Bosh. Who, by the way, was no fucking slouch. And you got Mike Miller, Eddie House, Ray Allen. Come on, man. Come on, man. Let's not do this. You talking about KD going to Golden State. That's a whole nother conversation. We'll get into that, though. But he doesn't go if LeBron doesn't do what he did. I'm here to tell you right now, LeBron is the father of the new NBA, whether you like it or not. He may be a relic from the days of Kobe, the end of Kobe's career. He took off and started to do his thing, but we were waiting for him in 09. He didn't show. You know, Father Time caught up with Kobe, so Kobe made his grand exit. And grand it was. But now we don't know. Is LeBron going to try to echo Kobe's last game? Well, I couldn't give you a championship, LA, but here's me going at it one more time, going all out. LeBron James. And y'all are going to eat it up because it's LeBron. You're going to give him a pass. You're not going to demand that LeBron James win. And I'm not leaving it out. I'm going to throw in there the reasons that he's not going to win any more championships. All right, one. LeBron James, whether you want to admit it or not, is dated. Like Russell Westbrook's game is dated. It's dated. You cannot be ball-centric anymore and beat the teams like Boston and Golden State and Houston. You can't do it. One guy, Melo, is going to make the Rockets worse because of his ball-centric style. He's a ball stopper. When you're a ball stopper, LeBron James is not a ball stopper. He distributes the ball. Don't get me wrong. He is a great point guard. He's the best point guard in the NBA, probably. You know, but just saying, when you have to control the ball the whole time, it gets other people out of a rhythm, and they can't get into that rhythm consistently throughout a certain amount of time. And so once they that does become their norm, that I don't know when I'm going to get the ball, or I don't know when, you know, this will warrant this, or, you know, so you can't play with chemistry when you're always second guessing yourself because you don't know when someone's going to take over or when someone's going to want you to take the blame tonight. So, you know, it's a difficult tightrope to walk, but it's definitely what's happening. And let's be honest, folks, not a lot of free agents are lining up to play with LeBron. They're just not. I do believe the reports. I don't know if they're true, but I do believe the reports. Allegedly, Kawhi Leonard doesn't really want to play beside LeBron. And I'll tell you why. The coattails. Michael Jordan never threw Scottie Pippen under the bus. And he also made sure that the media didn't do it. He also made sure the media didn't throw Dennis Rodman under the bus, you know? But LeBron will throw his teammates under the bus in a heartbeat. He'll leave them out to dry. Now, yeah, he'll take him out for, you know, I mean, and that's just kind of what a pimp does. He'll take him out and groom him. He'll take him out for these, you know, what do you want to call them? Camaraderie building exercises. And, you know, I'll buy everybody $5,000 suits and we're all doing this and we're all doing that. Da 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 da. Boom, boom, boom. And then when we get to the playoffs and I'm yelling at everyone, everyone's pissed. And suits really don't mean as much anymore because you're getting on my fucking nerves and we're losing and you're just thinking, okay, stat time. Got to stuff the stats. Can't say it was my fault. So you're just going off, going crazy. Instead of playing in the flow of the game, you know you can take over whenever you want to and score. So you're doing that. But you're not exactly trying to play within the flow of the game anymore. And it's stunning. Simply because LeBron James is not trying to win any more championships. He's the only superstar I've ever seen. Kobe Bryant went down the way he did because he had to. Michael Jordan went down the way he did, plus the suspension in the middle of his career. You know what I'm talking about if you know about the Bulls. But it was a suspension, it was a retirement. But yeah, LeBron will go down as the only one who, like, just kind of coasted and said, hey, you know what, 4 years from here, I'm going to try this. We're going to do this. But if it don't work, that's cool. Just kind of ride it out. And you can't blame him. Don't get me wrong. I am a Los Angeles Lakers fan, so I'm happy. Well, I'm a Golden State Warriors fan at the moment because I like Steph Curry. That's my favorite player. But I'll always be a Lakers fan first. And I say this. I am super happy that Magic got someone with a winning personality and is going to bring a winning culture to that team. A veteran know-how like, you know, those people in that locker room haven't seen before. A lot of them. So that's the best thing about it. I do think LeBron could possibly win a championship if they get the right pieces around him. Right now, you know, I'm eager to see how it works. I want to see what Magic and Rob Pelinka have done their first year, and I want to see how things glue, how they come together. But it's going to be difficult. That's the main thing. It's going to be difficult. And so, therefore, there aren't much expectations for it. And so, therefore, this year is a wash. And so, therefore, he basically gave away 1 year. He could have gone to Philly and contended right away. And he's in the East. He got some young guns with him that are dangerous. You got J.J. Redick still over there. They definitely would have got some more shooters. I mean, I think we all know the GM and the coach, Brett Brown, for the Sixers is tremendous. He's like Joe Lacob in Golden State, you know. Or, I don't even know how I forget his name, but you know who I'm talking about. Daryl Morey. Yeah. But, I mean, either way, these people all know how to beat LeBron. And they all represent people who are progressive about the state of the NBA and where it's headed and what it is, what it's been, what it's become. Now, I'm not saying LeBron's like, you know, old meat or something thrown out on the, you know, trash pile, but what I'm saying is his tactics are dated. His game is dated. Kicking to shooters will work if you have better shooters than Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. It just so happens the team you're trying to beat, the people that you need to do the one thing that you can't do at a clip that those guys on that team can do, they can't do it at that clip either. And nobody can. See, that's the irony of it with LeBron James. Nobody can do what LeBron James can do. Jordan can't. Kobe can't. And they couldn't. LeBron's bigger. He's stronger. He's faster. He's got better technology. He's got better trainers. Better medical advice. Better nutrition. But the thing about it, LeBron has been as dominant as he's been for as long as he's been. And he's been as tremendous as he's been for as long as he's been. But just as long, he's also come up short numerous times. You don't get to 3-6 in the finals without coming up short. And you may say, you know, you can't blame it on LeBron. He got them to the finals. And I used to be of the mindset that if you got to the finals, you didn't need any help because you got to the finals. But I can understand the difference, the discrepancy between East and West, and you know, I get it. There's a gap. But at the same time, no matter who you put together on what team, if they do not have the mentality of a Steph Curry, a superstar willing to set off-ball screens, welcome in another superstar who potentially will take the face of the team away from you and could thwart your sneaker sales, welcomes them right in, says, come on in. Let's win championships. We'll figure it out. Draymond Green, Klay Thompson. Two guys. Man, they're going to want this, they're going to want that. Okay, it's cool. They all know they're going to eventually be part of a dynasty. They're not tripping about it. They are part of a dynasty. They're not tripping about it. Because you know what happens when you're part of a dynasty? You get money outside, off the court. You know what happens when you live right next to Silicon Valley? You get money off the court. You know what happened when Klay Thompson gets like a $90 million shoe deal from a Chinese shoe company? You get money off the court, Clay. So, yes, everyone would love to be paid that immaculate amount. But how long are you going to get paid that doing what you can do at the level that you can do it? And you will miss the people who had your back, who you know, who you trust. Chemistry is something that you cannot buy through free agency, people. Chemistry is what Houston had because of Chris Paul and James Harden. And for the people that say, well, they almost beat Golden State. Well, we almost beat Cleveland in Game 7, and we lost. So if you can tell me that it feels the same way, then you go right ahead and you almost meet a death. But almost isn't good enough. People, alt is not 6-6. 6-0. 6 finals MVPs. It's not that. It's not, oh, game one performance, 51 points, tremendous, amazing. One of the best performances I myself personally have ever seen in an NBA Finals. But, again, you lost. That was J.R. Smith's fault. Listen, no one person loses you a basketball game. It's a culmination of events that occur for you to lose a basketball game. Trust me. It's not the one person can cost you. Yes, J.R. Smith made a blunder that was unforgivable, and that's why he resides in Cleveland still. But just saying, it doesn't mean that the rest of the game didn't matter. And when you look at the totality of what has occurred when this man has won and when he has lost, there's never been a moment that a Kobe Bryant on purpose, people can bring up the Utah days, but he was a rookie. And you can bring up the Phoenix series, but he was pouting. And, you know, we understand it, you know. But all I can say is, you know, he's a headstrong guy. And the fans, we respected him regardless. We loved him because we were like, hey, man, that was a dick move, but, you know, that's probably what you guys do for LeBron. The guys that love LeBron to death and just anything LeBron does, like, put it on a piece of bread because we're going to, like, toast it and, you know, put cinnamon on it and all that type of stuff. I'm not for it because I can't do that with Kobe. Like, I will admit, to me, personally, overall, Kobe Bryant is not as good as a player as LeBron is. But when it comes to a certain thing that I desire, and that is clutch gene and that assassin mentality, there's no one I want more than Kobe Bryant. Well, there's one more person, and that's Michael Jordan. But that's because Kobe got what he got from Michael Jordan. So when you compare Kobe, well, when you compare Mike to LeBron, it's disrespectful to Kobe simply because he's nothing like the guy, for one. He's more like Magic. He wants to distribute the ball all day. He's 6'9". You know, he can see over the defense. He's a great passer because of that, and he also has a gift for passing, which was the same with Magic. I mean, it's uncanny. I mean, LeBron's just more athletic. That's the only difference. He's probably a better shooter than Magic. But he was still, LeBron is still good. LeBron is still the greatest player in the NBA currently, in my opinion. You know, I think KD's a close second. And I personally would put Steph third simply because that's my favorite player, and I peep his game for what it does for that system. We can't do it with Damian Lillard or Kyrie Irving in that spot. We can't do it with nobody in that spot but Steph Curry. And it shows, because when KD's out, Golden State loses by 5. Next night wins by 20. Next night wins by 30. Next night wins by 22. Next night wins by 17. Now, when KD's out, excuse me. Yeah, when Curry's out, wins by 5, wins by 1 point, wins by 2. Game slower, pace isn't there. You know, a lot of people looking out of sorts, but they don't know what to do because there's a certain amount of space that's created when a man can handle the ball that efficiently and pull up for a jumper on the spot from where he's at. It throws the defense off. You're not naturally taught to pick someone up at half court. That's full court press. That's the only time you will be guarding somebody 94 feet. But you can't hand check that, man. These are new rules. These are new NBA rules. Now, you can't be physical with him around screens that he's running around. But at the same time, you're chasing this man around screens all day. He set off-ball screens for Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green, and JaVale McGee. Which, JaVale's in L.A. now. Wish you best of luck, JaVale. But you know what it is. But we'll get back into some more. Stay tuned.